as she walked away. Melody had mentioned the men had come from Wilmington and were scouting locations for a movie. After retrieving a pitcher of sweet tea, she refilled their glasses before returning to the waitress station. She stole a glance at the view. It was late April, the temperature hovering just around perfect, and blue skies stretched to the horizon. Beyond her, the intracoastal was calm despite the breeze and seemed to mirror the color of the sky. A dozen seagulls perched on the railing, waiting to dart beneath the tables if someone dropped a scrap of food. Ivan Smith, the owner, hated them. He called them rats with wings, and he'd already patrolled the railing twice, wielding a wooden plunger, trying to scare them off. Melody had leaned toward Katie and confessed that she was more worried about where the plunger had been than she was about the seagulls. Katie said nothing. She started another pot of sweet tea, wiping down the station. A moment later, she felt someone tap her on the shoulder. She turned to see Ivan's daughter, Eileen. A pretty, ponytailed 19-year-old, she was working part-time as the restaurant hostess.
Katie, can you take another table?
Katie scanned her tables, running the rhythm in her head. Sure, she nodded. Eileen walked down the stairs. From nearby tables, Katie could hear snippets of conversations, people talking about friends or family, the weather or fishing. At a table in the corner, she saw two people close their menus. She hustled over and took the order, but didn't linger at the table, trying to make small talk, like Melody did. She wasn't good at small talk, but she was efficient and polite, and none of the customers seemed to mind. She'd been working at the restaurant since early March. Ivan had hired her on a cold, sunny afternoon when the sky was the color of robin's eggs. When he'd said she could start work the following Monday, it took everything she had not to cry in front of him. She'd waited until she was walking home before breaking down. At the time, she was broke and hadn't eaten in 2 days. She refilled waters and sweet teas and headed to the kitchen. Ricky, one of the cooks, winked at her, as he always did. 2 days ago, he'd asked her out, but she'd told him that she didn't want to date anyone at the restaurant. She had the feeling he would try again, and hoped her instincts were wrong.
"I don't think he's going to slow down today," Ricky commented.
He was blonde and lanky, perhaps a year or two younger than her, and still lived with his parents.
"Every time we think we're getting caught up, we get slammed again."
"It's a beautiful day."
"But why are people here? On a day like today, they should be at the beach or out fishing, which is exactly what I'm doing when I finish up here."
"That sounds like a good idea."
"Can I drive you home later?"
He offered to drive her at least twice a week. "Thank you. No, I don't live that far."
"It's no problem," he persisted. "I'd be glad to do it."
"Walking's good for me." She handed him her ticket, and Ricky pinned it up on the wheel and then located one of her orders. She carried the order back to her section and dropped it off at a table. Ivan's was a local institution, a restaurant that had been in business for almost 30 years. In the time she'd been working there, she'd come to recognize the regulars, and as she crossed the restaurant floor, her eyes traveled over them to the people she hadn't seen before. Couples flirting, other couples ignoring each other, families. No one seemed out of place, and no one had come around asking for her. But there were still times when her hands began to shake, and even now she slept with a light on. Her short hair was chestnut brown. She'd been dyeing it in the kitchen sink of the tiny cottage she rented. She wore no makeup and knew her face would pick up a bit of color, maybe too much. She reminded herself to buy sunscreen. But after paying rent and utilities on the cottage, there wasn't much left for luxuries. Even sunscreen was a stretch. Ivan's was a good job, and she was glad to have it, but the food was inexpensive, which meant the tips weren't great. On her steady diet of rice and beans, pasta, and oatmeal, she'd lost weight in the past 4 months. She could feel her ribs beneath her shirt, and until a few weeks ago, she'd had dark circles under her eyes that she thought would never go away.
"I think those guys are checking you out,"
Melody said, nodding toward the table with the four men from